And now to Spain and a story about the gypsies or Roma people who have lived there since the 15th century. It wasn't until the late 1970s that Spain accepted gypsies as citizens. Now the Spanish government is spending millions of euros to improve their lot. But as Jerome Sokolowski says, some gypsies are resisting the government's efforts to move them out of the slums where they live.
A long line of garbage trucks heads for the municipal dump, rumbling past tin huts and cinder block shacks in a shantytown on the outskirts of Madrid. Junkies and prostitutes languish along the potholed thoroughfare that has no stop signs or crosswalks. It's not unusual for children to get run over. This is one of several shantytowns populated by gypsies and immigrants. Municipal bulldozers have started demolishing illegally built homes here. And recently, things got out of hand. Spanish TV broadcast images of youths hurling rocks and police running away. There have been several outbreaks of violent protests like this in recent months, and some parts of the Spanish press are calling it an intifada. This slum, known as La Cañada Real, is a sight you don't expect to see in Western Europe. Over the past few decades, it's swelled to around 40,000 inhabitants. It's thought that about a third of the estimated 650,000 gypsies in Spain live in shanty towns like this one. There are some nice homes here, with gardens and even fountains. But all the dwellings are illegal, and Madrid's urban sprawl is encroaching with luxury high-rises just over the hill. Many residents of La Cañada fear eviction may be imminent.
Hola.
A social worker goes into an old furniture workshop that's been converted into a school for illiterate adults. Gypsy women wearing thick makeup and flashy jewelry sit around a table learning multiplication. The high school dropout rate among gypsies is 80%. Many of these women, when they were girls, were kept home from school and then started families in their teens. Still, the women don't complain about their lot in life, and the class is lively. The women are less happy about the city's plan to get rid of the shanty towns. At least they should give us a roof over our heads, says Maruja Vargas Fernandez. What are we supposed to do, end up on the street? She seems unmoved by government promises of subsidized housing for those who qualify. The teacher, Paloma Jover, says gypsies are still wary of Spanish society. Even those who've moved up face stereotypes of them as beggars, thieves, and fortune tellers. She says Spaniards are more prejudiced against gypsies than against recent immigrants from Morocco, Latin America, and Eastern Europe. There's less racism toward the immigrant population than there is toward gypsies, she says. And they've been in this country for more than 500 years. The women in the class sing a flamenco spiritual. Flamenco music is the gypsies' best-known contribution to Spanish culture. It's also used heavily in a new anti-job discrimination ad campaign by the Gypsy Foundation, which tries to capitalize on Spaniards' positive association with the music. Since gypsies became Spanish citizens in the late 70s, local governments have tried to integrate them by relocating them in municipal housing. Over the next 4 years, Madrid plans to spend $100 million in an effort to clear out all remaining shantytowns. The effort in Madrid is run by the Institute for Relocation and Social Integration. Sitting in his sleek modern office, Director Javier Ramirez says the gypsies throwing rocks at police do it because they are individuals with criminal records or something else that disqualifies them from the program. Those who know that they don't have a right to be relocated are trying to obtain that right by force, he says. Some gypsies say they prefer to stay in the shanty towns where they have a tight-knit community life. Others simply don't trust the authorities. Dolores Hernandez Jimenez walks out of the Relocation Institute into the bitter cold. She says she thought she'd be relocated within a month. But I still don't have a place to live, and I've been waiting for 4.5 years, she says. It's not right that they do this to us gypsies. It's not right. We are Spaniards. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.